Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now,
scream loudly for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3
The Planet
Rocks.
Oh, there's nothing like a bonfire for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly haze, for the holidays, give nine a bong, sweet bong. I met a man who sells the best damn weed that I was heading for. The head shop and a new glass water bong. Hopped in my truck and then I traveled down to the grocery store. Got some pizza and Doritos. Fruity Pebbles are terrific. Oh, there's nothing like a bong for the holidays.
Doritos!
'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays, you get nine a bong, sweet bong.
The sounds of the season.
Yes.
I actually bought this CD at Cracker Barrel the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you have a beer with it?
No. Came with a gummy. I'm just kidding. But that's in a reference to Cracker Barrel. They're not drug dealers. They're going to have a bar, though, soon.
They're going to have cool beer, wine, and mimosas.
Yeah. For years, I thought Cracker Barrel already had a bar when I would hear people say honky tonks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have alcohol in the gravy, my country fried steak.
Oh, man. That's something to think about. Throw a little Tanqueray in on the chicken and dumplings. The chicken and dumps. I say chicken and dumps, but I hate when people say Sammy's.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Sammy's.
I don't really care for either one of them.
Chicken and dumps just, you know, it's my mind in the gutter being funny.
You don't like hot ham Sammy's or hot Sini Bickies?
No.
Oh. You guys want a sandwich? It's got a hot loaf coming out of the oven.
Would you rather say chicken miniature sandwiches?
Yeah, but he says chicky tendies, but he hates Sammy's.
I think chicky tendies is funny. I don't like the other ones.
I'll be having 10-count chicken miniature.
What about chicky nuggies? You like them?
Nugs. I like chicky tendies best. So chicky people, nuggies ain't bad, but chicky tendies is best.
When I hear or see people talk about weed and they call them nugs, ooh, that
hot
just
nuggets.
Sounds gross.
That's what it is.
I don't think about it as chicken nuggets. I think about just gross.
Full of seeds and Sims.
It's my own fault. We're doing some open
beasters
phones.
Beasters still. Back in the day, beasters.
Beasters?
Beasters, headies, mids, regs.
Oh, my. Yeah, that song references a head shop. I never hear that reference anymore.
I thought they were illegal. Guess not.
No.
Head shops? That's for that's water pipes.
The one in town that was named after a movie closed down.
Oh, really?
Rest in peace, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There's a new game in town. Putting a hurting on all of them.
Hmm. I have no idea.
Admin Steve?
1-800-774-0093. We'll talk about anything you want to, and while Fatboy rifles through those...
Smoking brew.
Oh, what's it? Oh.
That's the one. But no, no, they're still around. They're the one that have kind of changed the game locally. Oh, okay, good. They're doing all the business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That seemed
they're
like,
killing it.
Yes, good. I was like, that was an awe of good.
Yeah. That's one of the folks from Got Rocks.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Today, right after this program ends at 10 a.m., forever? No. They're making us work through the week. At 10 a.m. After Hours with the Rise Guys, episode 17, will debut the Backstage Stories, part one.
Yeah, man. That's fun stuff.
The Backstage Stories, man. Part one.
It's going to be like how Korn was backstage, you know, all that wild action.
You might just have nailed the
part of it.
Part of it. It's this, if you've listened to the show forever, some of these you've heard. Some of these you've never heard, and some of them you've never heard under this this unbridled, unfiltered kind of way.
And there's about 2.5 minutes of the podcast that Matt couldn't even talk because he was too busy laughing at something that somebody else said.
I did that thing. What's the thing that hangs in the back of your throat? An umlaut? What is it?
Mushroom?
No. What is it? Not an umlaut. What is it? No. I sound like Hanson right now.
Uvula. I almost called it the wrong word.
Vulva.
Not a vulva.
Not a vulva. No.
Uvula.
Those are very safe, though. It keeps your car insurance down.
Uvula.
I don't even have one of those anymore because of, you know, they
got popped out.
They boarded out. And when I was laughing, I could feel like I was swallowing, like, my own, like, back of my tongue. It was freaking great. You have to listen to it. Fatboy will be offended by the joke because it is about Chad Kroeger, but you will love. I'm not BSing you right now, and I feel so strongly about this. I wanted to say the full BS in case someone out there is saying, what's he mean by BS? I wanted to really say it.
Yeah, you guys.
This is my favorite podcast to date.
Wow.
It is so much fun. I had a ball. I really, really did. I did. Look.
You want two more?
I think at this point, if you're not listening to it, you're just, you're not going to, and that's fine. I'm not going to try. I'm just telling you, it's funny. I had a great time doing it.
I want to hear it right now. Let me go next door and
listen. He's not available. It's embargoed. Right?
Yeah, not available yet. Not available yet.
Need some collateral if you want to hear it before 10. Oh, my God.
You. Next him.
Is this an impersonator? There is no way.
I mean, I think it might be, but I could be wrong. Usually am, and people love to remind me of it.
1-800-774, you can tell he has kids. 1-800-774-0093. My memory's not the best. Second, it's not the best, but correct me if I'm wrong, is this the debut call of P1 Party Man Dan?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Daniel Robbins, how you doing?
Great, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to tell you, I love you guys. Man, you're a part of my everyday podcast. I don't listen live a whole lot, but I just want to say I've never been on the radio at all, and I'm super nervous. So you guys are great.
Don't be nervous.
Can I mention something real quick?
Yeah, this is the guy the other day that Daniel Robbins is this is the guy, and he was the guy that I started saying that when he would aggravate me on Twitter, I'd put him in Mutesville. I would mute him, and then he would ask me to take him off mute. And then finally the other day, he posted something that was real funny. And I said, you know what, I'm going to follow him, and I encourage everybody else to follow him. And I think, how many followers do you have now?
I think I'm up to 30.
1,000?
I mean,
a lot of people.
I wish.
A lot of people are following at Daniel R346984016 asterisk.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to do like a brutally honest phone call review. Real quick.
Oh, God.
Not on his first time.
Well,
that's like
say one thing.
Taking a girl's virginity and then rating her on a scale of 1 to 10 in her face.
I think it's a compliment, what I'm about to say.
Okay, then.
Can't rate anybody on their first time. Ain't fair.
No.
I don't know what they're doing.
Too fast.
Party Man Dan sounds a lot better than he looks on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Like, he looks like hell in his profile pic.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't expecting this to come out of him.
I should have expected that to come out of you.
Didn't you say you wanted to say one thing, Dan?
Daniel, what was it that you wanted to say before Fatboy?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Look, he's just here to party. He's not here to remember things.
We got him on the phone and didn't let
him
talk.
Yeah, I remember now.
See, what is it, Dan?
It's the the reason for the all the numbers at the end is I made it at like 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning back in May, quarantine, bored, and couldn't sleep, and so I didn't really know what I was doing.
I wish you hadn't remembered.
People kind of encouraged me to make a Twitter.
That's my bad.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. We're just listening into your show.
We're until 9:50.
Listen, man. You don't be a stranger, and I think you look exactly like I thought you would look or sound.
I'll change my picture, Fat Boy.
Well, get a haircut
dude
at least.
From Asheville to me.
Don't kowtow to Fat Boy.
He just looks wild in his picture. He sounds a lot better.
Fat Boy
than he looks.
Can't help it. He looks like half the dudes in Pickens County.
Is that offensive?
You've been with.
There's a lot of. Well, that's how I know you look like him.
Tell me more about you, Dan. I know that you're just here for the party. I know that from your biography. I read it. I read his biography on Twitter. What else do you do?
Of course, I live up here in Asheville, freezing.
You ever seen Edge at the grocery store? You ever seen Edge or Beth Phoenix buying a
farmer's market? I wish, man. That'd be cool.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Never happened.
But, I'll be 30 on the 23rd of this month. I've got a birthday close to 9. Yeah.
And Jesus. Let's remember Jesus as well.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin's in there, too.
Yes, but Jesus.
What?
What?
Yeah. All right, Dan. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to keep a list in your phone of things that you want to talk to us about. And then when you call
I'm sorry. I just called the...
No, this is not a critique.
There's no need to apologize.
I'm just saying when you have thoughts and stuff, call in with them. I would love that. It's weird. It is weird because we've talked to you back and forth on Twitter and Instagram and stuff, and then when you actually call in, I can't imagine. Like, there's some people that call in that I've still never met or have never seen that that would be kind of a fun thing. I think.
I've seen a few of you naked.
I got my license back after like 10 years of losing it back at the end of February. And I was like, at the next appearance, I'm going to go meet those guys. Sure. And then,
pandemic.
Yeah, COVID just kind of screwed that over.
Well, when you say that you got your license back, did you just lost it like
I blew a .02 when I was 18, and there's zero tolerance alcohol, any kind of alcohol if you're under 21. So I lost it so I got it revoked for a long time.
For 10 years?
Well, I mean, I was just honestly lazy. I never went and took the classes. I just drove around without a license for 10 years.
I
didn't want to drive out of state because if they locked me up, I don't think they'd let me bond since I'm out of state. So I didn't drive to South Carolina to meet y'all ever.
Well, listen, Dan, you call in again. I want one more call before the end of the year, okay?
Sure. I'll do that.
Call us on your birthday.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And get nobody.
Oh, maybe a new phone. Thanks, Dan. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Dan.
He's on his way to Party City.
Party man, Dan.
I mean, he's taking the initiative driving without a license.
Yeah.
Not a good idea to do that.
I mean, I just wish there was somebody you could call, if you had that situation.
North Carolina.
He thinks about my birthday before he thinks about Christmas when he thinks about December.
I know. It's like the 23rd. I'm right there near, and I'm like, Jesus, it's 9's birthday.
Yeah, he's 13 days after me.
When is yours again?
Next
10th.
Thursday?
December 10th.
I think it's Thursday. Next Thursday.
See, you weren't the Christmas baby, though. You're the exception. You probably got both. You got birthday and Christmas.
No, I thought you meant to use a hermaphrodite.
Oh, because my mom would rather give me presents than pay the mortgage, though.
I mean, that's cool when you're a kid.
It's great when you're a kid. So you wind up moving around a lot.
You remember that Nintendo I bought you? Nintendo? You ain't got room to play it in.
Yeah.
We got to turn the power back on now. Yeah, I remember them days. All right, we'll come back. We only got one call in. That means we got another segment. We can do some more phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. I'm trying to think of who it was. I don't want to just... give everybody legendary P1 status, but this is who I'm thinking of as a legendary P1. And I was thinking the other day, it's like, I've never seen that person before or seen a picture of them. I can't remember who it was. Anyway, If you think you're the person, 1-800-774-0093, we'll talk at you, we'll figure it all out, and come back and do some more right after this. Morning, everybody.
Get your ride. Radio.com. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And come with the show with the Daily Podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the Radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. It is 7:29. We're a minute early. We get to sit here and lollygag for 60 seconds.
I don't think we're
takes me 20. Way longer than that, though.
Technically, I don't think we're early at all.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
All right, then. Well, let's be technical about it. Do some open phones, 1-800-774-0093. In year 19, we should start getting technical about this show. Keeping time and staying on our marks.
Yeah, get off me.
P1. Oh, so I said there's a longtime P1 that has called in and interacted with us on social media, but I've never met them, and I've often wondered what they look like. Because P1 Party Man Dan, the newly anointed, called in, and Fat Boy says, "Man, you look."
He sounds better than he looks.
He sounds like hell. Well, look, it's three of us know that about ourselves. We sound better than we look.
Yeah. Well, he just got wild hair. You know, he should cut it.
Fat Boy sounds. Hold on, callers, please.
Oh, man.
Does Fat Boy look better or sound
Lord,
better?
What are you doing to him right now?
No. Does he look better than he sounds? Mm-hmm. Or does he sound better than he looks? That's our 8 o'clock hour. Let's get to P1 Tabby Cat, who thinks she's the one I was thinking of. Good morning, Tabby Cat.
Hey there. I was just wondering if I was the P1 you were thinking of.
I don't know. Your name is very very familiar. I know you from calling into the show and on social media.
Definitely. I've been calling in for like 10 years.
Yeah, yes. Your name is very familiar.
Your last name, let's not say it, but does it look like it means good in Espanol?
It does.
Okay, so yeah, I remember
it's German,
you.
German, though.
Yeah. Oh, it is German?
It's German. It's pronounced fine.
Well, let's just say it.
Really?
Now. Can I get your address? No.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Your last name is that. I thought it was Bien.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Bien.
It's not Bean. I thought it was
it's
Bean.
It's not Bean. People say Bean. People say Bien. But it's Bien. But that's fine.
Caitlin's maiden name is Bowler.
You mean Dump It?
But some people refer to it as Bowler.
That's weird.
It's like, why would you look at that?
It's not like Kyle Bowler.
Hey, like who's a famous bowler?
Kyle.
Kyle Bowler.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that true?
Yeah, played for the Ravens.
No, I mean a professional bowler.
Oh.
PDA. You know all
the guy
those
from Simpsonville.
Walter Ray Williams, Tommy Jones,
hey,
PDW.
Tommy Jones. It says here that you're a bowler professionally. Yeah, what
professional
does that
bowler
mean?
Parker Bone, Wes Malott.
Yeah, and then the Mets versus Meats debate.
Yes,
here.
I know. Tabitha, I apologize.
Tabitha.
It is Tabitha. There's a reason why my name is spelled with all A's.
Are you being serious right
now?
Yeah,
why is it spelled with all A's if there's a reason? I'm curious.
My father's mother was going to call me Beth for spelling it with an I, and my mother did not want that, so she spelled it with an A, and my grandmother called me Bass until the day she died.
She's getting back at your mom because of you.
You got stuck in the middle of a feud.
Oh, my God. Same thing happened with me. My mom would correct my grandmother when she'd call me Matt. His name's Matthew. And my grandma's like, well, it's kind of a derivative of, they're going to call him Fat Matt when he goes to school if you keep doing that. I heard the whispers from the kitchen. Tabby, it was quite possibly you. I can't put my finger on it now, but there's somebody out there that I've never met in person that's listened to this show. We'll find them before this day's over.
Yeah, we will.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Have a good morning, Tabitha. See you, Bath.
All right.
Have a good morning.
Bath mine.
Her mom probably changed it because that awful Peter Criss song by Kiss.
Oh, yeah, Beth.
Didn't he write it, Peter Criss wrote Beth?
Yeah. Man, it's not a bad song. Oh. It's funny.
I think
that's anything, a funny tune.
Anything by them is horrible except for Heaven's on Fire, but my mama took that record from me.
Lick It Up is my jam, man. Lick It Up is good. But all their songs were about their junk and sex. It's kind of fun. And
you can't have Lick It Up either.
Yeah, you know what that means.
We have many songs Paul Stanley was on stage singing about his junk.
And I asked the preacher about Pour Some Sugar on Me. I'll get back to you on the Def Leppard. Let's go to P1 Keep On Trucking. I'm pretty sure I've met this man before, correct?
Once.
I thought so.
Once.
Yes.
And I already know the obvious maybe why I don't do many appearances in Gaffney, because the biggest thing we got going is Walmart, so I don't blame you there.
You got the peach, you got the outlets.
I just imagine, well, nobody really knows this for the outlets, maybe the peach. And I got to say, the place that I met y'all at, they had to pay y'all one heck of a appearance fee, because I...
we didn't get most of that.
Y'all don't seem like y'all don't seem like dirt track people.
I'm trying to.
We had fun up there. I had a blast up there.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
and there was the P1. We met the female P1 there. That was the we said she was the shortest adult P1 that we had.
Might have been.
She wasn't a little person, but right at
right
it.
Close.
Oh, I can't remember her name, but. Yes, most of that goes to our agent. It really does. Keep on trucking, you there?
I'm glad y'all had a good time, man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, man. That was real fun.
Have us back out once all this mess is over, would you?
We've only ever done a couple racetrack gigs. We've had a blast.
Absolutely.
We did one up in North, like Rutherford County.
Well, we raced a couple, but not actual just
and then
there. Yes.
The only other appearance I know was at Bad Cop Furniture.
Yeah.
And I believe that was nine.
No, that was all of us. Fat Boy was there for that. It was all of us.
Was that there?
Yeah.
I guess I missed him.
I see. Yeah. All right. He's probably in the restroom hiding out. Keep on trucking. Thank you so much. All the memories. We'll do this again next year, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good morning. We'll talk about in 2021 while we still haven't been to Gaffney.
Try to forget that one.
Well, we went to Gaffney for the racetrack, and that was fun. But the time before was a remote in Gaffney where I met my ex-wife, so, yeah.
You know, I
met a couple there too. Who's not together anymore?
You have ex-wives?
No, but I met a couple.
Oh, I see. Okay, I did an appearance at the Fats there.
That was a small town tour.
That was
at the Fats because we got a bunch of P1s that worked there.
Wasn't that fun?
Like Carrie, she works there.
Yeah,
did then. I don't know. Maybe she still does.
That's a good idea.
Carrie, who I told her, I said you have to be the great niece of Paula Deen.
She's so fun, man.
She is so welcoming and just so. She's like. I should just be back here in the kitchen too, instead of just what a wholesome lady she
She's
is.
Great,
I love her.
I like Gaffney people, most of them ones they don't
most
know.
Most of them. Oh,
it was just cool to see an idea, you know, come to fruition.
Oh, it got kiboshed.
Yeah,
it got kiboshed. Yeah. We were good, yeah, man. All the good things.
Just watch it from inception to implementation.
Well, it's because nobody else was involved. We did it all ourselves.
We did it ourselves.
So it happened.
I was thinking, like, this is a process more people should look into. You know. Trying to replicate.
It's a thought,
huh? Yeah, it was a good idea. Too bad it was our idea.
Yeah.
If it had been somebody else's idea, it would have gone somewhere.
It would have. It would have been some manpower behind it. There would have been some email blasts. There would have been some scheduled posts.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. All right. Put it on the resolutions for 2021. Get back to Gaffney no matter what. Okay?
All right. Not the east side, but yeah.
We'll have a coupon code for the appearance fees. 9.
Yes.
What's up in the Plex world?
Man, there's something that over half of us may never do again. It's just another sign of the world is changing all around. It's something that over half of people may never do again as long as they live. And it's something you've all done. Something we've all done. Something everybody has done. But over half of you may never do it again.
I think I know what it is. I think it's obvious, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm doing it when I go home.
You're going to shake your hand?
Hey, you're close.
No, okay. It ain't about shaking hands.
It's not about shaking hands. Shaking glands.
No.
Okay. All right. We'll find out what the answer is next in your Rise Guys headlines with Jimmy Jack.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
So what is the thing over half of people may never do again, but everybody has done in the past?
So I said handshaking. And that you said no, it has nothing to do with. Does it have to do with hands?
You'd use your hands to do this, physically. Yeah.
Is it how the president picks up women?
No.
Okay.
Calling people on the phone, Steve.
No.
Third base.
No.
Jesus.
The band.
Oh, okay.
They're breaking up.
No. None
what
of that.
Is it?
Christmas shopping in person.
Oh, yeah, I don't like doing it. I bought, you know, yeah. I bought like four or five things yesterday.
Internet's pretty cool, man.
Fabboy went to FAO Squirt on, or Schwartz on the website.
52% of people plan to buy all their Christmas gifts online from now on.
I did all my shopping Friday.
I did. I think I finished mine up Friday or Saturday one. I only had to buy one present.
Yeah.
Hope you like it, Matt.
Like, shopping local's good in theory, and I know you got to support the people, but honestly, sometimes they just don't compete.
Now it's bequeathing me two personal days.
Oh no, I got you. You might mess your britches. You gonna love it.
You thought I was? I thought you were gonna say the word.
No.
And that's the way, guy. Do women do that? Let me know on the CVM text line. Do you say, "Girl, you see this new bag I'm gonna carry tomorrow? You're gonna S your P's."
Yeah, I hope they do. Just when we're not around,
make them cool.
You're gonna get extra excited.
So
down there.
I mean, I like to shop online if I can for things like that. If it's stuff I could get, you know, if it's like mass produced stuff, it's fine to do online.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, anyway. 30% of people would rather step on a Lego than be caught in a crowded store. Yeah, give me the Lego. I'll walk on a bunch of them for that. I mean, I didn't like being in a crowded store when there wasn't a pandemic going on and I didn't have to like walk around with a mask on and follow arrows on the floor. I didn't like it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you still get looks if you go the wrong way.
I made a point yesterday, or not a point, just a thought that I had, and Nine actually helped him with it. Because, you know, I'm just speaking as one person here, but the word handicapped is no longer supposed to be part of our vocabulary, even though when you go to retailers, that's what the parking says.
We haven't updated the parking signs yet.
But what I've noticed is that there's 50 curbside pickup parking spots, and they've taken away some of the disability, bad, physically impaired parking spots. That pregnant moms don't even get parking spots anymore.
They don't
use law enforcement still have a designated spot?
Yeah, it's usually on the curb in Central.
It is.
Wherever they want.
Yeah, anywhere. Yeah, the grocery store I go to the most is dedicated about a quarter of the parking lot now to pick up orders that I've never seen anybody picking up when I've been there. Sure it happens, but when I go, man, nobody is there picking up an order. Not one damn person.
There's this one restaurant I follow, I guess I do online, but I drive by their place, and their parking lot still has the tent out that's probably been there since like April. And it almost looks like it's like a FEMA relief place. You'd go pick up bottled water after a hurricane came through. It just, oh, man. You got to get a new tent, is what I'm saying. It looks ratty.
Porch pirates are a real concern. Close to half of people are more worried about a package being stolen than we are catching a virus. I've never had one stolen from my current house. But I think it's because the dogs start barking when you walk up. And if somebody's, you know... You don't want to, on the off chance that I am home and paying attention to me, open the door and let the dogs out.
Yeah.
Because they might lick you to death.
Bear's not really barky, so I just leave the dogs singing Jingle Bells playing on loop.
I'll tell you, nothing deters people from approaching your house like a pair of 75, 80-pound dogs barking at them.
But you said they'll lick you to death?
They probably would.
Stick something else in the door.
Be careful with that.
Listen, I told him yesterday, I said, if dogs didn't have teeth, you'd be buying so much peanut butter.
I already buy a lot of peanut butter.
Come on.
I put it in their Kong.
What?
Kong.
Oh, I think it's like, you're making them do it now, too?
Kong with a K.
Thought he said bong.
Dogs didn't have teeth.
Be honest with me right now. Pete is not listening. Do you ever shotgun him?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Peter!
Do not. I feel that's cruel.
I was talking about Fat Boy's beers.
I have the weird moral compass where I think that's cruel to do.
You think it is?
Yeah, I do. Do
you make them leave the room?
No. No.
You don't think it's cute when they go...
A third of people will wear a mask while they shop online this year.
What?
What?
That's what it says. A third of people will wear a mask while they shop online.
Well, they do tell you to wear them in your home now if you can.
I live by myself.
Yeah, you're the exception.
To wear them in your home.
Because you don't know who all, you know, your housemates are exposed to.
Yeah, you don't, you know.
I guess it's more of a roommate situation.
Yeah, or if you just got a big family and y'all can't stay home.
Yeah, if you're Italian or something, everybody eats together.
See, it's pretty easy for me to stay home. Because if you live by yourself, you're cool to stay home. It's when you live with other people that you want to leave.
But isn't that dangerous?
It's the weirdest
that you... I was thinking about you the other day, Jimmy, while I was bathing. I said, I listen to him say that so much that I don't have any children. I'm not in a relationship right now. I don't really have anyone responsible that I'm responsible for except my dogs.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a little too reckless to be living.
I hope the lady working at the gas station didn't just hear that.
Can you imagine? Could you imagine just living life of saying, you know what? I don't have to work hard to take care of my generation or you know, my kids after I'm gone or any of this. I'm living so wild and free.
Yeah.
Like you're the end of the McDonald name.
I'm living vicariously through you right now, or carelessly.
If you knew us, you'd be happy about that.
Man.
It's a nice thought, but then again, the other stuff keeps you grounded because me not having that would be a wild situation.
What would you do? I mean, you could have all the time in the world.
I would reopen characters.
Like, you'd be looking for something to do.
I know. I know. Probably not work.
It's fun. It's fun being me. I have a good time.
But not going, yes, to the point, though. You enjoy, you're okay with not going anywhere.
Yeah, I enjoy my alone time. Yeah. I would like to go more places, but I risk losing too much money if I go out and wind up catching a head cold or something because I won't be able to come to work, and then I'll be losing a lot of money by not being here.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I was just thinking is I wonder how many people now that...
I also don't want to make all y'all sick.
Thank you. You're sweet.
Or my mama.
That people are so, you know, life is continuing on, but a lot of people, more and more I hear about every day that are working from home, mm-hmm. air quoting. I wonder how many people have experimented with drugs.
Man, that's the thing is that usually you got to go socialize to find ways to get those.
Oh, they don't have, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, either you know people or you got to go meet them, I guess. But yeah, part of the thing
that's what networking events are for.
With going out right now in this current climate we're in, is it
troubling
cold.
Times?
But dubious times is just. I mean, I don't really want to go do the way it is right now. I mean, now there is a vaccine on the horizon. When that comes around and everybody gets their second dose and gets sick for a day or two, then things will start to open back up, and you won't have to like. I just don't like the anxiety that comes with going out to try to go to a restaurant. You got to wear your mask, wearing a mask. You know what I mean? I just want to do it the old way, or else I'll just hang out at the house till I can do it that way again.
In other words, you want to raw dog that restaurant experience.
I want that oxygen raw, man.
You do not want to go and,
you. Yeah, this is where I am with it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's talking about having parties and weddings, and like I live in the county with the biggest spike in the state. You know, it's nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Pickens is bad.
That's just the numbers they count. They don't count all the students.
Well, they said that before this.
But in terms of the positive percentages, Pickens is the highest in the state, I think, right now.
Yeah.
I just don't want to lose the money. So I'm going to stay home till I can go out safely.
So you can have something to leave to the dogs?
Well, so I can pay my bills.
Ah, okay. Yeah. There's that, too. I'm not... Are we living in the final days right now?
I don't outlive my dogs.
What could be weirder?
She's 7. She's getting up there.
What could be weirder than everything that's going on? If we woke up and we have to drive on the wrong side of the road like they do in Europe, what would be the upside down? It is.
No, I don't think it's that bad. It's just weird right now.
You are.
Yeah, people need to relax.
But now that the light at the end of the tunnel, you can see clearly. I mean, hell,
that's a reference to Biden.
Well, no, it's like the UK is about to start putting their vaccine out. By the end of the month, people will be getting it there. Meanwhile, we're over here, you know, we'll take our sweet time.
Jimothy Shondellis is sending me 3.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, you only need 2.
Yeah.
North Carolina's getting a cold one.
North Carolina's figuring out how to give it all for free.
Oh, do we have to go on Sundays to get it?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know, one's got to be cold and the other two, you know, don't have to be.
But speaking of the light at the end of the tunnel here, we have some... Well, I guess an educated guess about when you could go to like full house packed sports stadiums and concerts again.
Okay. I didn't want to go to that anyway.
Yeah.
Now, this comes from a very polarizing figure for some reason. Dr. Fauci said this. His estimate is it's possible we could be selling out sporting events within 9 months, which if you do your math, that's in time for next football season.
What if they charge twice as much next year to make up for all the stuff they missed this year?
Yeah. He says, we're going to be vaccinating the highest priority people from the end of December through January, February, and March.
Diabetics.
By the time you get to the general public who don't have any underlying conditions, that's going to be starting in the end of April, May, and June. So probably will be well into the end of summer before you can really feel comfortable with full sports stadiums.
And Nine, didn't you break the news yesterday that fat people will be in the front of the line? We get the fast pass?
Not in the front of the line. The people at the front of the line will be healthcare workers and nursing home residents.
Okay.
They get it first, but then
this is after the powerful, wealthy controllers get it.
Yeah, and all the athletes and stuff.
Same thing.
All the rich people and famous people. And then after they all get it, and the healthcare workers and the nursing home residents, then it'll probably be your next most at risk people, all your older people, your fat people, your diabetics, et cetera. And then by the time you get
to three of those
totally healthy people, it'll be about summertime, spring or summer.
Ha ha!
It's going to change events, though, right? Because, I mean, usually for a concert, you'd have a lot of people that would come together.
It'll definitely make them more expensive.
Well, to see one person. But now you'll just have a sect of people that like that person to go see them. Because you'll have people to say, you know what? I like this person, but, you know, I don't want to get this crap.
It's already that way when it comes to buying tickets to a show.
All these fit, athletic people. I'll look back. Oh, hello, Wonder Boy. Oh, I'm up here in the front of the line. I'm fat and I'm diabetic and I'm 38. Plus 7. Oh, wait, look, there's Jug. Sorry, I didn't see you.
Oh, he's got to wait a while for his.
He drove past.
Well, actually, NASCAR will probably get him one in time for Daytona.
Yeah. We have the Fats Pass.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's all we need right now.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's about time. I don't have time for another story. So we're going to go and get ready for the Brutally Honest Music Review. I'm Nine. Those are your Rise Guys headlines. Stopped by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique.
That was one of your better ones, Jimmy. That was real good.
Thank you.
We have a band from Iva, South Carolina, taking on the mystery band from Western North Carolina. We got to get to the bottom of that. You got to pick a town. You can't call a whole, we're from the South. Well, that matters. What part?
It's a big territory.
Right, Jimmy?
Man, what part?
What part of the South?
What part
Florida
of the South?
Don't count.
Well, the Panhandle does.
Not anymore. We've annexed it. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. The Brutally Honest Music Review. Morning, everybody.
Rise, guys.
It's got the ladies. It's got the crazy talk. It's funny. I just can't stop laughing.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys. 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.